So today we're going to discuss the third incorrect way of finding significance. And, you know, to reiterate, this is from the book The Man in the Mirror. And there's a chapter in it called Significance, the Search for Meaning and Purpose. And I want to preframe it just like I've preframed the other two episodes where, you know, seeking these things out, seeking fame, seeking possessions, and now seeking power, isn't a bad thing. It's only a bad thing when you're seeking it out for the sole purpose of being significant. Because what happens is, these are all, the takeaway you're going to have is these are all temporary, right? For instance, with power, you get the position, you get the powerful position. Now you're making the big decisions, you're closing the big deals. When that's gone, what do? If the sole purpose of reaching that position was to be significant, you're going to struggle when that position is taken away. Or when you retire, or when the next phase of your life comes in, what are you going to do now? You're going to feel like a nobody because nobody's reaching out to you. Nobody's seeking you out, again, to help you close the big deal or to help you make, or for you to make that big decision that they need for their project or whatever it is that they're working on. And I'm going to read a little part of this piece from the book because it's telling. It says, men who achieve significant positions of responsibility and authority in this life run one of the greatest risks. The risk is to identify who you are as a person with the position. The heartache comes when you no longer have the position and you realize people were not interested in you because you were you, but because of the position you held, which they believe could benefit them in some way. Answering the who am I question in terms of our position betrays a faulty definition of significance. And it's plain and simple. The position is taken away. You no longer have that power. And if that's what you identified yourself with, you're going to struggle. And we've seen it time and time again. We all know somebody that was either famous or had the possessions or had the power. And then when it got taken away, they struggled with it. They struggled because they did not have any significance with anything else. The section ends with what's called the game of tens. And it says, if you think a man can find lasting significance through the pursuit of fame, possessions, or power, then take this pop quiz to test your significance IQ. And I'm only going to read two. And it kind of balances it out. So the first one is, you know, can you name the 10 wealthiest men in the world? So obviously that comes for possessions. And the second one is, can you name the 10 most admired men in America? So it balances it out. Right? And it goes on for six more questions. But it goes back and forth from either fame, possessions, or power. And then the next question is something good. Something that someone can have significance through and can be long-lasting. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this series. If you have any questions, go ahead and DM me. I've been getting some good feedback from the previous two episodes, and I appreciate that. And don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.